Moot Hoot Group MD George Alexander, questioned by ED in investor fraud money laundering case, the alleged investor fraud scheme, the Srey Equipment Finance Link Fund. Diversion. ED's money laundering investigation intensifies. Fallout and impact on Moot Hoot Group's reputation. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts, news exclusive. The Enforcement Directorate questions Moot Hoot Group MD George Alexander in a money laundering case. The probe links to an investor fraud where funds were allegedly diverted to Srey Equipment Finance, cheating investors of promised returns. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has interrogated George Alexander Moot Hoot, MD of the Moot Hoot Group. This action is part of an ongoing PMLA investigation into a major investor fraud case. The Sprouts News investigation team confirms the senior executive was summoned for questioning. The probe stems from multiple FIRs originally filed by the Kerala police. The Kochi ED Zonal Unit subsequently registered a money laundering case. This legal escalation underscores the seriousness of the alleged financial crimes. The alleged investor fraud scheme branch managers of Moot Hoot Finance are the primary accused. They allegedly promised investors high returns between 8% to 12%. These returns were for specific fixed deposits and non-convertible debentures. However, investor funds were secretly diverted elsewhere. Official sources state the money was funneled to Srey Equipment Finance Limited. This company was misrepresented as a Moot Hoot Group sister concern. This misdirection led to a direct financial loss for investors. They faced non-repayment of their funds upon maturity. The police complaints allege this constituted a deliberate cheating scheme. ED's money laundering investigation intensifies. The Enforcement Directorate is acting under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. Their investigation seeks to trace the illicit fund trail. The goal is to identify the proceeds of crime from the alleged fraud. George Alexander Moot Hoot's statement was officially recorded by the agency. His deposition is a critical development in this high-profile case. The ED continues to investigate the depth of the financial diversion. The case highlights rising regulatory scrutiny on financial institutions. It also raises questions about corporate governance and investor protection. The outcome could influence future financial sector regulations in India. Controversies, PF Moot Hoot Finance, internal fraud case at subsidiary. The most prominent recent issue involves a fraud case at Moot Hoot Insurance Brokers, a wholly owned subsidiary of Moot Hoot Finance. In 2025, the company reported that its suspended CEO and a former employee of the parent firm were involved in the misappropriation of gift cards worth ₹11.92 crore, about $1.4 million. These rewards from insurance companies were meant for distribution to employees. While the company stated there was no direct accounting loss, it projected a notional revenue loss of ₹31.28 crore due to potential business that was not generated. An FIR has been registered in connection with this fraud. Past operational and transparency concerns. An older investigative report from 2010 highlighted several operational concerns at Moot Hoot Finance branches. These issues raised questions about customer transparency and security practices. Inconsistent procedures. Branch practices contradicted advertised claims of granting loans within 3 to 5 minutes, with actual processes taking significantly longer. Inadequate security. Concerns were raised about the safety of pledged gold due to a lack of robust security measures and poor storage conditions at some branches. Valuation methods. The primary focus on the weight of gold jewelry, rather than its purity, for determining loan value was identified as a potential transparency issue.